Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark from Minnie Crew Wheeler, and welcome again. We're going to have a pretty good show tonight. We're going to talk about some upcoming events to the area. Talk about the boondoggle, of course, our weekly fishing reports, and at some point we're going to hit up the Osarch Minute. I haven't done this in a while, so we're going to do this one.
Give me the Placid Dawn with plenty of tailing fish
and the perfect fly rod.
Yeah.
And get ready for some magic.
Oh, that's awesome eat, man.
I got one.
Oh, damn, I got him.
You got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust and help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
All right, folks. You heard it. Go to Bonefish, Tarp, and Trust. Check them out. Apologize about the noise. Support them. They support Kayak Fishing Radio. And, our major conservation partners, along with Osarch and CCA and everything else. Their knowledge is power. All right. Let's get right to the fishing report. Start off in South Carolina. Haven't got anything new really for down there. Fishing's still pretty good. I don't know if they've got any red tide, but it's pretty bad up here in Virginia. But you know, the king mackerel, if you can get offshore, have been excellent. From what I've been hearing, all the piers along the coastline have been tearing them up pretty good. Emerald Isle, I know that's formerly North Carolina, but they're doing excellent on the king mackerel. Go back a couple weeks, you'll hear my show on and about king mackerel fishing. But they've been doing really well on live bunker underneath the float, just sitting there just letting it drift. Has been really, really good for them. Up to North Carolina, still excellent fishing up there. Down south for me. Good puppy drum bite right now. The shrimp are in. So if you get those shrimp imitation baits around Albemarle, they've been doing really well on that. On some pretty decent puppy drum. So they're there. Get on them. Up Delaware. Like I said, folks, right now it's kind of we're at that point where most of our reports where everything's in there, pretty much the same thing is going on, not much difference. But up there in Delaware, they have a red tide as well. All that water coming out of the Delaware River into the Delaware Basin is really mucking up the water pretty bad. So if you can find those spots that don't have it, like I mentioned last week, you'll be golden, per se. That's where all the fish are going to congregate. Or if you have a buddy with a boat or you're willing to paddle a couple miles offshore to find that clean water, I would definitely suggest it. Or if you have any of those small marinas or areas that aren't being hammered by the red tide, definitely get out there and fish those areas. It's going to be very productive for you. All right, let's hit up Maryland. Ocean City, Maryland, currently the White Marlin Tournament's going on. Heard of some really good catches. A really big eye was put in at 260-some-odd pounds. That's an excellent big eye. So everything's going good there. The finder bite has really kind of died off, too, in Ocean City all of a sudden. It could be because of the red tide, but the Finding bikes been really difficult lately. But along with that, the Spanish mackerel and you know, black sea bass have kind of taken over as well. So that's always good to see. Plus some really good catches of blowfish have been reported around the docks and the rocks. Guys are using everything from fish bites to small pieces of shrimp and squid on those blowfish, and been catching big bucketfuls of them. So that's an excellent sign. Along with a bunch of really nice gray trout, along with, you know, with some of the smaller ones, but the gray trout are coming back. Excellent sign. And fingers crossed that it keeps on working like this the next couple of years. Never know. We might be back in gray trout, a week fish heaven here soon, with any luck. So definitely a good thing. On the bay side of the of Maryland, oh boy, another, you know, situation. Potomac's full of red tide, and everything coming to Susquehanna is kind of blooming up pretty bad. So definitely, you know, check, scope your spot before you decide to go. You don't want to get into any true situations of getting there and having no place to fish. All right, but the striper fishing is good. I believe it is catch and release right now inside Maryland. But we just need to catch something. They're always there to be taken advantage of, is the best way to put it. And then down to Virginia. Really good puppy drum bite right now in Lynn Haven, Rudy, Mob Jack, Back Bay. Really nice fish being caught. Rats, you got to get sort through the rats, but, you know, it's always good to be catching a lot of something. And you only get one or two nice things along with them, especially with the past couple years we've had with the puppy drum. It's always a good thing to see. I want to talk a bit more about upcoming events and on the puppy drum side. If you were on the ocean front, that rust-colored water isn't just dirty water, that is red tide. It is awful right now. You've got to go about a mile offshore to find any really good water. And that is, you know, something hard to find as well. But along with that, the bay is clean-ish. There are streaks of red tide that you got to deal with. But as long as you find that clean water, like I've been saying, you can find the fish in good numbers and in good variety as well. So definitely check that out. All right. Let's see here. We're going to head right into our next segment. Where is that? There it is. Here we go. You know that sound. It's time for the Osarch Minute, brought to you by Osarch.org, who are helping to expand our knowledge of our not-so-knowledgeable species, is the best way to put it. Also, Shark Wranglers, currently on the History Channel. Please watch them, learn them, buy some of the swag from Osarch.org. And watch Shark Wranglers only on the History Channel, 11 Eastern on Sunday nights. Woo! There we go. All right. Tell me what's going on. If you don't know, or you're not a member of the Shark Wranglers or any of their Facebook pages or anything like that, Osarch, Chris Fisher's, any of them, and please do go on there, become like Chris Fisher's page, like Osarch, like Shark Wranglers. You know, you'll be greatly appreciate all that. But great thing about it is this. Those tracking tags that they're putting on all those sharks, you can go on Osearch, take a shark, any shark. You got Maya, you got Luis, so many great sharks on there that you can actually track from day to day when they come up to the surface. As soon as they come up, all that data, where they're positioned at, goes into the website, and you can track your shark. It's been a great thing for schools. A lot of teachers have been using that as a training and a teaching tool, and some great knowledge is being passed on from this to the whole scientific and fishing community, which is a great thing. All right. That was our OSHARCH minute. Just like I said, go to osharch.org, pick a shark, and have a fun with it. It'd be a good day. All right, upcoming events. That's what we're going to talk about. And the major upcoming event for many of us here in Virginia Beach is the TKAA tournament. It's 2 months away. It's a week before the Boondoggle, which is October 5th to the 8th. But check out TKAA website. It's tkaa.org. Okay? And what's your... You know, sign up for the tournament. Come on out. It's a great time. Almost 300 participants last year. Different classifications. We're going to go over all those classifications now, so this way you can sign up and make your plans to get things going with that. So, the different segments of this tournament, you have the SWAM, which is redfish, trout, flounder. And I think you can substitute a striper in there. And then individual for those redfish, striper, flounder, trout, okay? There's a female, a youth, and a bass division. And a bunch of smaller little side offs of that, you know, a croaker and, you know, whatever else. All right. So we're going to talk about how to catch a SWAM, mostly, for this tournament. And areas that I would go and fish for my SWAM. And that is simply, I would personally go to Lynn Haven. There's some really big fish in there right now. There technically seems to be a better concentration of fish in there when the tournament comes around. Plus, you got some deeper water holes in there, which are going to hold those trout and the like. So... what I would start off first is usually in the fall, the hardest one to find is a redfish, per se. There are several areas in there. Any of the little islands around the tennis courts are good. Anywhere in the back section there are always productive. And when in doubt, any of the little, like I said, the grass islands are where to be. And 9 times out of 10, you'll catch a trout. You'll catch a redfish, and in your next cast, you will catch a trout. They usually group together in some of those deeper holes. But get that redfish. Get him hooked up. Get him the boat. Get him pictured and everything else, okay? Then right after that, grab that trout. That's really going to be the bugger of them all. Just get that trout in, okay? Now you're down to two. You need one more. And the flounder is the easiest. In my eyes, any of the channels are going to hold flounder. Any of the little creeks that are jetting off of the channels are going to hold flounder. So that is where you're going to want to look for, okay? Get your three fish. Get your SWAM, okay? Then start thinking about upgrading. And the easiest one I would say to try to upgrade would be the redfish. You know, you catch... 20-inch flounder, okay, you're already pretty good. You're probably not going to find another one, per se. You're going to waste a lot of time doing it, catching a lot of smaller flounder. But if you catch an 18-inch red, there's a definite possibility. If you go back to that spot on a different tide, or you find that you pre-fish, please pre-fish tournaments, folks. I can't say it enough. It'll give you an idea of what is going on in the area. Read reports. talk to tackle shops. Go out and fish with locals. If you're coming from out of town, it will help you immensely. So, get out there, catch that redfish, get that trout in. The fall, you've had some excellent runs the past years, so you can really get some bigger fish in, okay? And then move on. Now, let's say it's game day, you get down to Lynn Haven, you look, boom, there's a red tide, okay? And you, what do? And you're going for that slam. Pick up your gear, run the Rudy. Get the Rudy, same thing. Now you're stretching your head. Now you're panicking. What do? Little unknown spot, hit up HRBT, okay? That's a great spot to catch your red, your trout, and your flounder, okay? As soon as you launch, start working the bridge right there, where the 64 is over the Willoughby Bay, okay? That bridge holds trout, it holds flounder, it holds reds, it holds everything, okay? You can do really well hitting those spots. And we'll talk more about this when this gets closer. Also, back towards where the naval base is, you'll know when you see it, right across from the boat ramp, there's some great spots there that you can hit. And all the way to the HRBT, all those rocks, the marina, will all hold fish really nice, okay? Hit up all those spots. You can't go wrong by hitting them. You can do pretty well, actually. So, those are the three spots for those three styles of fish. The flounder, basically anywhere you can catch a flounder. Any of the channels, like I said, are where I'd go. Where the channel edges, you'd be surprised. Striper. That time of year, any place will hold a striper, per se. That's why as the stripers start to move, start to feed, that time of year. I don't know about this year because it's been so warm, but the Bay Bridge Tunnel around the islands is where you get some really good striper action. Along HRBT, you can find some really nice stripers in there, too. And, of course, my personal favorite spot for stripers is the mouth of Rudy Inlet. I know it doesn't seem like a usual spot, but paddle out to those rocks and, throw a topwater popper right at sunrise, and you'd be surprised. I've done very well on some really nice fish throwing the topwater right there early in the fall, end of summer. Some really good fish are there. Along with, you might get a big trout. You might get a big bull red or blue fish that'll come up and hammer that bait. And all depends on what the weather's going to do. Fingers crossed you don't have any issues. We've hit all those. Let's hit up bass fishing. We haven't talked about bass or freshwater bass in a while. Where would you go? Where would you try to get those fish? And in Virginia Beach, if you're coming out here for the first time, there are several really good areas. Lake Smith, it's right by where we're all going to meet up for the tournament, for the captain's meeting, always holds fish. Really good fish, too. Baits are Senkos, lizards. They just work really well. June bug, the dark colors. Crankbaits are real sustainable usage at Trail Night Lake. Big swim baits work great, too, for those bigger fish. If you wanted to not fish a local lake like that and you wanted to travel a little bit, head north in the 64 into Newport News and fish the Lee Hall Reservoir. Lots of wood. That's a really good spot to find those bass as well. Crankbaits work very well because there's so much timber. They can bounce off them. Spinner baits are another great bait to use. They always have a good ability to be there to really get some fish on. It'll be if I do the bass this year, then I'm going to hit up Lee Hall because it's been that good this year. Any of the local, small little ponds. hold some really good fish as well. And I think that pretty much covers the TKA, where to go, basically. You know, it's all about pre-fishing, pre-doing everything. Finding your, you know, your spot, per se. Probably won't be, you know, a secret spot because, you know, there's so many areas around here that hold fish and we all know them. But if you spend your time, spend 2 or 3 days before the tournament fishing, you'll get on them. I promise you that. All right. Now talking about the boondoggle. If you decide to spend the week, you've got a great opportunity to do a lot of good stuff. We've got this is the birthplace of America, so you got Williamsburg, Jamestown, Yorktown, Busch Gardens. You know, just a plethora of good knowledge. And sightseeing to be done, along with the fishing. So, boondoggle. If you want to do the flounder, I'm just going to stay back away from that. I apologize for my son. Oh, boy. I have family issues, I apologize. We're going to have some really good time. We're locking down a location right now. I apologize, folks. I'm still under the weather. But things are getting close. Things are getting closer to being fully finalized. So this way we can have a great boondoggle up here. I think it's going to be a short show again. I got one guest. I do apologize for that, for being another short show. Oh, in the coming weeks, we will have the man, the myth, the legend. You hear me talk about him a lot. Chris Fisher on the show, probably the next two to three weeks. They're making their transition, ready for a new expedition on the ocean, MV Ocean, I should say. Hopefully we can get them on and talk about the great things that, you know, they're doing. I can't say enough about them. But now's the time. Lock your dates. Get ready. October 5th to the 8th is the boondoggle. Go to yakangler.com/boondoggle to find out more. All righty. I think we're going to call it a night, call it a short show. I do apologize. Like I said, I have been under the weather. So please go to yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Not got a sound bite for them.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
That's right. Also, check out Jackson Kayak. We got some great new kayaks coming out, so definitely check that. Kuma Fishing, Osarch.org, and everyone else in between. I can't thank you more, for your patience and all the companies that are I represent as pro staff for understanding my situation. It's greatly appreciated. And with that, I'm going to call it a night. Thank you. I do apologize for the short show, but like I said, been under the weather, and it's been rough. So with that, I will catch you next week, hopefully with some better info and some more lively host. Remember, folks, always wear your PFD, take your kid fishing, and have fun with it. Again, catch you next weekend or next week, Wednesday night at 8. Tune in tomorrow night's show with Chip the Tree Hugger Gibson, the original show. It'll always be a good one. It always is. With that, I say good night and talk to everyone later.